Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data shows pediatric flu hospitalizations are up by 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10 who are more prone to severe symptoms. Dr. Kengia Billings of CMU Health said her team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventive measures, flu vaccination, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home as the flu season is expected to extend into the spring. And an Arctic air mass is expected to move into Michigan late this evening, bringing the coldest conditions of the season and creating potentially dangerous wind chills, state officials warned. The Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division said residents should prepare now for extreme cold, strong winds, and difficult traveling conditions. Forecasts show daytime temperatures struggling to reach zero through the weekend, and with overnight lows plunging well below zero. Wind chills could fall to 15 to 25 degrees below zero in the Lower Peninsula and as low as 45 below zero in the Upper Peninsula. Lake effect snow from Lakes Superior in Michigan may further complicate conditions by reducing visibility and making roads hazardous. Officials caution that the combination of bitter cold, wind, and snow significantly increase the risk of frostbite and hypothermia within minutes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer urged Michiganders to take the forecast seriously, prepare their homes and vehicles, and check on neighbors and loved ones as the storm system develops. State emergency officials advised limiting time outdoors, dressing in warm layers, and avoiding overexertion while shoveling snow. They also stressed the importance of preventing carbon monoxide exposure by using generators and grills only outdoors and keeping pets inside. Drivers are encouraged to carry emergency supplies, keep gas tanks filled, and stay with their vehicles if stranded. Residents are urged to monitor weather updates and follow safety guidance as the cold wave moves across the state. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, Jesse Ray Hearns of Harbor Beach was rearraigned on assault charges and a charge of assault on a police officer during a recent court session. During the proceedings, Hearns agreed to plead no contest to the assault charge in exchange for the prosecutor dropping the charge of assault on a police officer, which the plea deal was reached and accepted. Hearns' bond will remain as previously set. He is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on March 16, 2026 at 9 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update has been brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.